historical exhibit relevant to African Americans seeking facts about American slavery in Louisiana. Now on exhibit at Alexander Museum of Art at 909 Main Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, the Historical Society of New Orleans have compiled evidence of the economic base of America, which was established by enslaving black people as free labor for generating commodities such as sugarcane, cotton, rice, and tobacco for export from 1808 to 1865. This exhibit, Purchased Lives at the Art Museum, Alexander Art Museum, is an important element of American history and essential part of the slave trade at New Orleans, which was the financial hub for slave trade. Tours of this exhibit are free on Wednesdays and Saturdays. The museum opened 10 to 5 on Wednesdays, 10 to 4 on Saturdays. The last day of the exhibit is August 20th, 2016. For more information, call 318-443-3458, extension 3473. Again, 318-443-3458, extension 3473.
Oh, by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Reprove means to correct. So you say, "Pastor, how do I get out of this?" Then you have to correct yourself first. Always look at yourself first before you look at anybody else. Because the scripture says, how are you going to pull a speck out of somebody's eye and you got a beam in your own eye? He said, hypocrite. Jesus said it. He said, "You hypocrite. First, get the beam out your own eye, then you'll see clearly how to take the speck out of somebody else's eye." So he's talking about correction there. He said, now, before you go correcting somebody else, make sure you done corrected yourself. Now, he does expect you to correct. God does expect you to correct, but it's how you do it. Amen. That means you got to repent of these damnable actions, judge yourself truthfully, repent of it. In other words, you can ask yourself these questions here. Save God, say, would I say this publicly about this person? Could I get up and make an announcement about it? Well, if you can't say it publicly, then you probably ought not say it. Would I say this in front of the person I'm talking about? Could I tell them to their face? If you can't say it to their face, then you probably ought not be talking about it anyway. Amen. So I would use this as a rule. I would live by this rule. If I can't say it publicly or to the person's face, then it should not be spoken. It should only be spoken in prayer when you talk to God about it. Now, the second one is to rebuke others when they engage in these activities with you because you love them and because you don't want to see them hurt themselves. The Bible says that open rebuke is better than secret love. Proverbs 27:5. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Now, the word open, guess what that word means? It means to uncover. It means to pull the covers off. It means to expose to view. So rebuke serves as a method that God has given us to uncover sin, to expose it, to bring it to the light. Because some people may not know that that's what they're doing. So if I rebuke you, now there's different ways you can rebuke people harshly, or you can rebuke them really kind and gentle. The Bible supports both ways, but it takes a man of wisdom to know when they need to be gentle or when they need to be a little rough. And it depends on the kind of relationship that you have with that person. If you barely know a person, then you can't be rough with them. You can be rough with somebody that know you, know your heart. We should be gentle with one another as a general rule. You should always start with the gentle approach. Paul told Timothy, the servant of the Lord must not strive. That means he should not have a war of words with the person that he's in a conversation with. You shouldn't be wrangling and arguing back and forth. So if you go to talk to somebody and you try to correct them or rebuke them, and they get where they can't receive it, they throw a tantrum, all right? If you don't cut it off right there, before you know it, you're going to be in the flesh with them. And then you'll be going tip for tat, word for word, railing for railing, shout for shout. And the Bible says don't do it that way. So when you see somebody can't receive, then you just draw the line and say, okay, praise the Lord. I just wanted to tell you, God bless you. You know, and then you move on, and then you make it a matter of prayer. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle to all men. That's mild, that's calm, that's cool, calm, and collected. And then he says, apt to teach. So then, if a person open up and receive, then you have an opportunity to really teach them, to show them why what they're doing is harmful to them. and harmful to other people. How many of y'all see it? You got to really be walking with God. If you're not comfortable rebuking somebody, then don't rebuke them. If you don't know how to do it, if you don't know how to correct somebody, then just leave it alone, make it a matter of prayer. If it's something that's really, really bad, you need to come tell me about it. First thing is correct yourself, repent. Second thing is to rebuke others when they engage in that, when they bring that kind of stuff to you and say, now, hold on just a minute now. Wait a minute. I don't think you need to be talking about this. Have you talked to so-and-so? Did you go talk to them? If that what they did bother you, have you talked to them? I encourage you, go talk to them. But then you don't just get there and get all the information, because the Bible says that a gossiper is like receiving a good morsel of bread. It's like, yum, yum, yum. You got any good stuff for me today? What you heard about that situation? You got it. You know, I heard this. What you heard? You got anything better than that? It's like a morsel of bread to them. To somebody that loves gossip, gossip is like food to them. It's like their best meal. Number three, make exhorting others your primary goal. The word exhort means to comfort, to encourage, to build up, to console. Now, Hebrews 3:13 says this, but instead warn, admonish, urge, and encourage one another every day. So our business should be encouraging one another every day. It's not to rail on people. It's not to backbite. It's not to gossip about them. It's not to whisper about them. It is to encourage them. Amen. Your job and my job is primarily one of encouragement and building up, not tearing down. Amen. Every day you should find somebody that you can encourage. My story is my story. But you know what? It don't matter how many times I tell it, I always get it in a different application. Yeah. It's like what you learn, what God teaches you, applies almost like in every arena of life, you can find a lesson in it. Like, I'm just get this in. I wasn't even planning this, wasn't even thinking about this, but one of them stories came to me. Now I'm listening right now. I'm listening. I'm watching your eyes, your facial expression. But I ain't gonna tell it to you. See, that's how they just come to me. Because I see it. It's like for the first time I saw it in this application. Like the day I told the Lord I was scared to ask him what he want me to do. And then I gritted my teeth. I said, okay, Lord, what you want me to do today? And he said, I want you to encourage your wife. He was telling me to do the scripture. I just saw that. Encourage one another while it's called today. Is it today? Do we call today today, or do we call today tomorrow? Do we call today yesterday? What we call today? Today. So if it's today, then you ought to be encouraging somebody. Every day you live is going to be today. So you ain't got time for no backbiting. You ain't got time for no whispering. You ain't got time for no gossiping, because God done told you to encourage while it's called today. He said, lest you be hardened, unless you become callous inside through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin will lie to you and tell you it's all right. It's okay. And when you accept that, hey, what I'm doing is all right, then you get hard inside. The way you can't receive correction, you're not pliable. But when you harden up inside toward God's word, then I'm going to tell you what. You start blocking the blessing. You start blocking goodness from coming to you. Amen. If you stop the flow of God's goodness, because he won't. God won't stop the flow of goodness to you. But you can do things that will stop it. And when it does, all them good things happen, you start drying up. Amen. You start drying up. You say, where the goodness of God? Well, check your heart out. Make it your goal that you're going to encourage somebody today.